possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So let me make this representation from the front. Almost maybe two-thirds, maybe a little more, of my monologues here in the last 10 days have been about the city of New Orleans. And, I mean, I'm at the point where I just feel a little bit numb. I feel bad, but they just keep giving it. I don't understand. I mean, the breadth and depth of the incompetency, of the ineffectiveness, of the inability to manage a budget, to govern an organization that provides critical services to the taxpayers of the city of New Orleans is mystifying and mind-numbing. And one has to wonder, what in the hell is going on? Are people going to work? What are they doing? Do they have any clue as to what they're doing? How do we get to this point? I mean, you know, in many cases, this, I hate to say it this way, this is almost like malfeasance, misfeasance in office. One thing that I know for certain is that collectively as an administration, you are not getting a decent ROI. Not at all. There is no way that they can make an argument, support it with evidence that that's what's happening. There's just too many happenstances that show and prove otherwise. That when they try to explain it away, it absolutely makes no sense. None at all. So we find out as a result of a meeting yesterday that the City of New Orleans Revenue Department, Finance Department, is continuing to collect the fee on the collection of property taxes on behalf of the school system, in spite of the fact that in April, the city council passed the ordinance which directs the city's finance department to collect these taxes without charging the OPSB, the school board, through the end of 2026, from the point in time that ordinance goes into effect. They find out yesterday that they're continuing to collect. Somewhat confusing. in violation of the law, one might think. The chief financial officer, Romy Samuel, said her office has continued taking the fee out of the collected property tax, which annually accounts for an estimated $6 million of the $41 million taken in. So, it's absolutely incredulous. On the one hand, a new ordinance comes in. Now, there is pending litigation. But from this point forward, it's obvious that the legislative branch of government has expressed their intent that they no longer want these fees collected on the collection of these ad valorem taxes on behalf of the Orleans Parish School Board. That's absolutely clear, right? So no matter what the previous litigation is asking for, the legislature from this point forward has defined that a new law is in place. So Ms. Samuel should not be collecting these fees if it's issues on stuff that occurred prior to this, to that date of enactment. That's what they're fighting on. Even if the underlying debt came due but had not been paid but was collected after the date of the ordinance, she's not entitled to collect the fee. They've been fighting over this and whether or not there was actually any legislative measure that was passed that gave the city the authority. But it actually gets worse, right? Because they're charging the Orleans Parish School Board $6 million on a $41 million collectible. Almost a 15% collection rate. Now, in Jefferson Parish, as a sheriff, we collected the property taxes. We also collected sales taxes. We collected occupational license taxes. We collected all the fines and fees that were generated, and we would distribute them to the tax recipient bodies, you know, monthly or annually, depending on the type of fee and or tax that was collected. Sales taxes are a lot more difficult to collect than property taxes. And just as little educational background, it's because there's another elected official that's involved in the process. So the assessor goes out, assesses each individual property, and develops a roll, is what it's referred to, a property tax roll that gives all the underlying data to generate a bill. So they send that roll to the revenue department. The revenue department takes the numbers that are provided by the assessor. They've done no work at this point in time. And in an automated fashion, they plug these numbers in, the millage rates for the different districts that are out there, and they generate a tax bill. And they mail it. And then the vast majority of people, by the deadline, especially if your property's burdened with a mortgage, more often than not, your mortgage company is escrowing dollars to pay it, and they pay it. It's all done in an automated fashion. It's pretty simplistic to do, right? And you go through this process in the ad valorem world.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
She's taken out 14.63% collection rate to do that. That is crazy. We collected school board sales taxes. We collected parish sales taxes. We collected sales taxes for all other recipient bodies and never collected at a rate of almost 50% ever. And it is a much more difficult collection process. There was nobody else involved. We did all the work. We bore all the costs, to include audits and this and that, lawsuits, the whole nine yards. So when you look at this number, it doesn't make any sense. And then from what I'm able to gather, the budget for the finance department of the city is maybe around $13 million, which I find a little interesting, too, because in Jefferson Parish, I think it's just over $4 million. And I have to double-check these numbers. It's been a while since I looked at it, but my memory is that it's probably just around maybe a little more than $4 million. So if you're taking $6 million, that's almost half of your entire budget that you're having a school board tax bear the burden of. Now, I'm not sure whether or not any of these questions have been asked of the administration, but this is how the council should be approaching this thing. Because this rate to collect that $40 million is highway robbery. Robbery. It is crazy that they think that they can justify this number by creating a bill, putting a stamp on an envelope, and sending it out and receiving it. Now, you know, in JP, what we did something a little bit different. We took a little bit of criticism for it. I didn't really care because I knew it was the most effective and efficient way to do it, is we set up a lockbox. And the bank that we were dealing with, their lockbox wasn't locally. So you actually mailed your payment to, I think at one time it was a Florida address, because what they had done is they had set up this super lockbox center somewhere, because everybody's doing this electronically, right? And they would guarantee within so many minutes of receiving the bill that they would scan the bill, the payment, they would scan the bill, scan the payment, deposit it in our bank account, right? And send me a notification of the fact that it was would be paid and actually reconciled to our books. Bingo. And then we would start collecting interest on that dollar a lot quicker, as opposed to sitting in mailbags and down the hallway of maybe City Hall, which is how everybody did it at one time. But we had moved to this system, and they were still digging payments out of mailbags. And maybe that's why it's 14.63%. They're having to hire all kinds of laborers to sort envelopes out of mailbags. Who the hell knows? But you're not getting, you know, an ROI here. It's a joke. So we took a little criticism for that because it was a Florida address. I didn't care. I explained. Some people still were upset. It didn't matter because I knew what we were doing was in the best interest of the taxpayers. We were getting more interest faster. We were reconciling accounts faster. We were putting our taxpayers at ease quicker. Because everybody worries about whether or not that check is negotiated, right? Because you don't want to get behind on property taxes because there are sanctions, interest, penalties, things of that nature. People get uptight about that. A lot of people hand carry their payment to our own mailboxes that we had, but we would go through the same process and send it to the lockbox because it made sense. We could process it a lot quicker that way. They had the latest and greatest optical technology to be able to do it. So if their budget is around $13 million, and to think that almost half of this would be provided for by the school board, they are stealing from the school board. This is highway robbery. And if I were on the school board, I would be yelling every day about this arrangement, and I would be asking for some type of criminal investigation, to be quite frank with you, because this is a joke. There is no way, no how, that anybody would sit down in a room and negotiate this rate to be collected on this amount of money. How stupid does this get? That one tax recipient body could possibly be financing almost half of the cost of the revenue department. How anybody could believe that this is fundamentally fair is beyond me. And here we are, we're still fighting about it and just saying we're not going to pay attention to the law. We're not going to do it. And where were all the higher-ups in the Cantrell administration that would even remotely believe that this is a legitimate practice? How could you stare? I could promise you this. There is not a single tax recipient body in Jefferson Parish, and I think Joe LoPinto would back me up on this 1,000%, that would allow this to happen. They'd be knocking on my office door, on my one-yard line, wanting to know whether or not I've lost my mind. So there are a number of culpable bodies here, and they would have taken it to the next level to make sure that this was more appropriately charged because they're trying to meet the demands of their constituents as well. Your children that they're trying to educate. That's what really even makes this whole arrangement even worse. We're cheating dollars away from educating our kids. Stupid is as stupid does. How does this make any sense? Is anyone not asleep at the wheel? It didn't take me 10 minutes to look at these calculations and say, what? that collection rate is that high? That is crazy. It makes no sense. They don't have those kind of costs. I mean, this person says, so what I'm hearing as I sit here today is that, where does she say? This is somebody else. Samuel insisted that the collection fees were reasonable for the amount of work for the department, right? In response to collecting the taxes and not charging the fees as the law requires, Samuel asked, so we work for free? You're putting a line item on a bill that's already being created for other tax recipient bodies. Most of what you have already is a sunk cost. And I doubt very seriously that you can make a case that you need additional people to electronically upload the tax rolls into your system to print out on an itemized bill that you're already producing for other tax recipient bodies. And I'm curious whether or not you're charging all of these other agencies a 14.63% collection fee, even though they're not independent elected like these are. But if you're going to do your internal accounting, a do-to-do-froms here for these activities, you probably should. You probably should. It'd be interesting if you charge that amount of money of all the agencies that you're collecting on behalf of, what the budget of your finance department would be. Might be the highest price budget in the city budget. Interesting. But where is everybody? Where's the CAO, the CFO, all of the people that should be minding the ship, sitting in budget hearings and things of that nature, and no one does this calculation? No one figures out this is not good government? No one is willing to step up and take the arrow and say, this is a little out of sorts here, folks. This doesn't look good, it doesn't smell good, and it's not in the best interest of this city. And I doubt that they've had that conversation about violating the council ordinance. What a mess. What a mess. You better think long and hard about who you're voting for in this mayor's race. Because these messes are coming at us at a rate that is completely mind-numbing. There are a lot of things that need to be handled, that need to be corrected, that need to be right-sized and so forth in order to get this right. This is fundamentally wrong. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.